Velma, V-E-L-M-A, Lemon, L-E-M-O-N, 7-18-56. This is a 67-year-old woman, used to be a provider. She's not working at this time. She's from Houston. She's single. She has two children. She's a heavy smoker and has used to drink alcohol, but not as much at this time. She lives alone, period. New paragraph, allergy, non-medical problems, COPD, asthma, hypertension. Surgery, left hip surgery, left jaw surgery. Medication includes recent history of nitroglycerin, 25 milligram once day, losartan, 100 milligram once day, omeprazole, 40 milligram once day, Ambien, 10 milligram a day. Review of system, decreased appetite, decreased weight, shortness of breath with activity. Patient is not taking anything for her blood sugar at this time. Gastroesophageal reflux is controlled. She's sleeping better with Ambien. Her appetite has been diminished and has had some increased shortness of breath with activity. Has had some edema in the lower extremity off and on. Last hospitalization a year ago for hip surgery, status post fall. Allergy none. Patient does not have O2 or nebulizer at this time. Patient is concerned because some of her medication were left in storage. Blood pressure 129 over 87, pulse 71, respiration is 18, O2 side 96%, heart pulse is 1 pulse of 3, lungs 3, bronchi, abdomen soft, neck stretch, everything, skin shows no rash, oral mucosa with anal lesion. Lower extremity 1 plus edema. Assessment number 1, COPD, number 2, asthma, number 3, O2 side stable, number 4, hypertension, number 5, 6, must get... patient is going to see her primary care physician to get her medication refilled since she's lost some of her medication. Next number, patient wants to be evaluated for possible provider services and home health evaluation as well, which was left per primary care physician. Thank you.